Good morning, class. Welcome back to our virtual classroom. Today we're going to go ahead and continue reading Poppy by Avi, which is illustrated by Brian Floca. We are doing so with permission from Harper Trophy, which is an imprint of the HarperCollins publishing company. So today, actually what we've been learning the past couple of days is that good readers go ahead and they visualize important characters in a story. And, you know, once we get this picture in our minds, we can go ahead and begin inferring character traits for these different characters. And doing this helps readers understand the characters better. Or how I like to put it, it's not understanding the characters better. I like to say, I'm getting to know this character better. And that's really what I want to do. I want to create a relationship with this character and truly get to know them. And that visualization really helps out a lot. So today what we're going to do is we're going to move on, and I'm going to work on and talk about the idea that good readers, they gather important information from the text. And today, you and I, we're going to go ahead and gather information about, believe it or not, porcupines. So what I want you to do is listen to me as I model how I look for this information in the text about porcupines. And notice how I think about where this information is coming from. So when I verbalize my thinking, I'm going to be using the stem of when the book said, I thought this was an important detail, and this makes me think. So I'm trying to let you get into my thought process there and to help you develop into good readers. All right, if you could, make sure you've got your copy of Poppy out. Make sure you have your reader's notebook out as well. And if you could, please turn to page 5. The top of page 5 should say, Mr. Okax protects the mice. And then it's got a few more, another sentence there. So make sure you are on page 5 of your reader's notebook. All right, let's go ahead and begin. Please turn to page 11 in Poppy. We are, looks like the third paragraph down is where we left off. Mr. Okax protects us. So go ahead and find that spot. Again, it's the third paragraph down, Mr. Okax. Mr. Okax protects us from creatures that eat us, Lungwort answered gravely. Raccoons, foxes, skunks, weasels, stoats. One by one, he displayed pictures of these animals. Most important, he protects us from porcupines, like this one. He held up a lurid portrait of a huge black-nosed beast covered with gruesome spikes. Blood seemed to drip from his snarling mouth. The young mice gasped in dread. So I'm going to pause right there. That's some pretty cool words that the author's using there. So when the book said that Mr. Okax protects the mice from creatures that eat them, I thought this was an important detail, and this makes me think that Mr. Okax enjoys protecting the animals he likes to eat from other predators. So please go ahead, open up your reader's notebook again to page 5, and at the top of the page, all right, on that first line, I'd like you to go ahead and write down there, well, actually, we've already got it in there. Mr. Okax protects the mice from creatures that eat them, raccoons, foxes, skunk, weasels, stoats, and porcupines. All right. Now, right underneath that in the first line, here's what I want you to write in there, please. Mr. Okax says porcupines. And you can go ahead and get the spelling for those words in that paragraph right above it. And we are going to be paying attention to these descriptions of porcupines. All right, this is what we're focused on today. So again, we're going to be gathering information and compiling it on this list. All right, let's go ahead and begin again. Porcupines are our peculiar enemies, Lungwort insisted. There is nothing porcupines won't do to catch mice. What do they do with us, then? Acorn, one of the Poppy's sisters, asked in a trembling voice. First, they shoot their barbed quills into you, Lungwort said. Then they trample you, Sweet Cicely added. Finally, Lungwort concluded, they break you into little bits and gobble you up. Now, it was terror the young mice felt, all except Ragweed. Okay, again, I'm going to go ahead and pause right there. So, in this section of the text, we learn some important information about porcupines. And again, Lungwort and his wife, Cicely, are describing them. So, when the book said that porcupines shoot quills at their enemies and eat mice, I thought this was an important detail. And this makes me think that the mice are very scared of porcupines. So, if we can, the first thing I want you to add to your list here is that they shoot barbed quills. Again, just go ahead and pause if you need to. Write that in, and then we'll go ahead and continue. All right, so now it's going to be your turn to gather important information about porcupines from the text. Remember to think about where this information is coming from. So again, let's get back into our reading. Lungwort, he demanded, other than that picture, you ever seen a porcupine? A real one? Not precisely, Lungwort snapped, but let me tell you something, Ragweed. I'd be more than thrilled to get through my whole life without ever seeing one. After all, Mr. Okax has seen porcupines. Often. In private conversations with me, mind, these are actual personal experiences I can verify. He informed me that porcupines are not only extremely dangerous, but also devilishly sly. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pause right there. Now, in this section of the text, we also learn some important information about porcupines. When the book said that porcupines are not only extremely dangerous, but also devilishly shy, what were you thinking? Go ahead and pause. Give yourself a little bit of think time here. And I want you to go ahead and add this information, that your thoughts, to this list that we're starting to create here. Hey, we're going to go ahead and talk about this during our next Zoom meeting. So go ahead and add your thinking there. Okay, picking back up, we are on that last paragraph on, it looks like, page 12. Take note that this judgment comes from a powerful meat-eating bird. The point is, Mr. Okax protects us from porcupines. It was he, in fact, who was kind enough to educate us about them as well as supply these pictures. Then how come you have to worry about this dude Okax too, Ragweed pressed. Struggling to control his temper, Lungwort tapped his thimble cap down over his forehead. Fuming, he replied, Mr. Okax protects us from vicious porcupines only when we accept him as our ruler, that's why. All he requires is that we ask his permission whenever we move beyond the immediate area of Gray House. We need freedom to go about this old orchard, but up to Glitter Creek? We can do the same for Farmer Lamont's fields, at our own risk, of course. Life is full of danger. Go beyond, however, and we need to get Mr. Okax's permission. What's his reason? Ragweed persevered. Sweet Cicely, brushing her ears, sighed with exasperation. How Poppy, her own daughter, could take up with such an ill-mannered ruffian was beyond her understanding. All the same, she said, Ragweed, as Mr. Okax has patiently explained to my husband, he needs to know if we're moving about so he won't mistake us for porcupines. Asking permission is a small sacrifice to pay for our safety. Okay, we're going to go ahead and pause there because we're learning more information. Now, in this section of the text, we learned that porcupines are vicious and can be easily mistaken for mice. When the book said that porcupines are vicious, what were you thinking? What was that image in your mind of a vicious porcupine? Go ahead and pause, give yourself a little bit of think time, and then add your thinking to your list on page 5. Okay, again, bottom of page 13. Lungwort nodded his agreement. That owl, he pointed out, has incredible vision and hearing. He can hear or see anything, even in the dark. And a good thing, too, porcupines prowl at night. Move like lightning, Mr. Okak says. Shoot quills without asking questions. Kill without mercy. Whoa, okay. Some more very descriptive language that Lungwort is using here. So when the book said that porcupines prowl at night, move like lightning, and kill without mercy, what were you thinking? Again, go ahead and pause if you need to. Take a little bit of think time and add your thinking to this collection, this list that we are creating. No, my boy, we don't argue with Mr. Okax. He's our protector. If we disobey him, break his rules, and I can't say I blame him either, he gets upset. What'll he do then? Asked Leaf, one of Poppy's brothers. He'll eat you, Lungwort replied briskly as he put away the picture of the porcupine. And, he continued, it happens. During the past year, we have lost some 15 family members. It may be presumed that all failed to ask Mr. Okax for permission to go somewhere. The children were shocked into silence. Ragweed, however, spoke out again. Hey, Pops, didn't I hear you say porcupines are huge? You saw the picture, Lungwort responded. And don't call me Pops. It's common. So then porcupines are bigger than us, right? A lot bigger, Sweet Cicely said, emphasizing the lot. Well, old lady, Ragweed kept on, if them there porcupines are so huge and we're so small, and if this dude owl has such amazing sight, how come he might confuse us mice with them there dude porcupines? Know what I'm saying? An indignant Sweet Cicely looked at her husband. Lungwort sputtered. Ragweed, for your information, proper grammatical uses is those porcupines, not them there porcupines. And while I'm thinking about it, if you intend to court my daughter, I'll thank you to groom your hair properly when you get up in the morning. As for that earring you're taken to wearing, I don't like it, not one bit. This family is committed to keeping up mice values and is opposed to stupid questions. With that, Lungwort stalked away, tail whipping about in agitation. On Bannock Hill, Poppy remembered it all. She also remembered it was Ragweed who insisted they come up the hill, but that he absolutely refused to ask Mr. Okak's permission to do so. Perhaps then, what occurred, horrible as it had been, had served Ragweed right. Then and there, Poppy vowed she would never leave home again. The difficulty was that, at that moment, she was far from home, frightened and alone. So in this last section that we're reading today, Lungwort tells the mice that porcupines are huge, a lot bigger than mice. And when the book said that porcupines are huge, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Go ahead, and if you need again to pause the tape, do so, give yourself a little bit of think time, and then add your thinking to page 5 to that list that we are compiling. All right, so today and every day moving forward as you read, I want you to go ahead and gather important information from the text in order to increase your understanding of it. You know, we're getting to know the characters. We're starting to understand the situation that these characters are in. And that situation, if we can identify these important events, they help us understand the situation or the times that these characters are living in. And again, these are skills that good readers use. And, you know, once you develop these skills will be with you for the rest of your life. You know, everything that I'm teaching you to do here, I have been doing for years and years, and I continue to do that as I read. No matter what I read, I use these skills. So I hope you enjoyed today's reading, and I will see you all later. Until then, peace.